KLSA News. I'm John Schaefer. A seventh Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty during the ongoing investigation of the beating death of Tyree Nichols. The Memphis Fire Department also announcing this evening it fired two EMTs who responded to the scene for failing to properly assess Nichols as he lay beaten on the ground. Earlier today, it was announced a sixth officer under investigation for his alleged role in the death of Tyree Nichols. Attorneys for Nichols' family not happy. The officer who's been relieved of duties hasn't been officially fired or criminally charged.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer as well as others.
Nichols' family attorney Ben Crump, Memphis police confirmed Preston Hemphill is under investigation. Kentucky Congressman James Comer says lawmakers need to get serious about making spending cuts before raising the debt ceiling. While speaking at the National Press Club, the Republican said everything except Social Security and Medicare will be on the table for possible cuts, including defense spending. The Justice Department says it will not hand over any details about the special counsel's investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. The House Judiciary Committee demanded the agency turn over all documents and communications related to the investigation. The DOJ declined, stating it will withhold that information until its investigation is complete. Texas still building its portion of a border wall, even though the Biden administration stopped work on that wall. Texas Governor Greg Abbott admits it's not cheap.
Part of that is the materials for the wall. Part of it is the cost of acquiring the rights to be able to build the wall on land.
Abbott, speaking in the border town of San Benito today, said they are acquiring more land rights, which should help speed up construction. And when it comes to U.S. support of Israel, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says it is ironclad. He met today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The migrant crisis in South Florida has caught the attention of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have seen too much tragedy when people take to the seas, and that is why we are so devoted to building lawful and safe pathways for them.
He pointed to the new parole process for Cubans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans announced on January 5th, the reimplementation of the Migration Accords, which allows 20,000 visas per year, and the Cuban Family Reunification Program as ways the U.S. is working to provide safe passage so the migrants don't have to risk their lives to get to the United States. Children who were in school at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic are losing out on about a third of what they would have learned. A new study coming from the journal Nature Human Behavior shows a significant loss for students from mid-2020 to mid-2022. The data shows there are long-term consequences left by COVID despite new tools like vaccines. A week after her daughter was laid to rest, Priscilla Presley is contesting the authenticity of Lisa Marie Presley's will. It left Lisa Marie's daughter, Riley, as her successor. It was reportedly restructured in 2010, taking Priscilla and former business manager Barry Siegel off the will. According to The Challenge, Priscilla says the new will misspells Priscilla's name and includes a signature that looks inconsistent with her daughter's. NFL teams will have more money to spend ahead of next season. The salary cap is increasing to a new record of $224.8 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Chong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.